Hi, this is Dr. Richard Lesberg at the Psychology of Sports. And in this segment of the show, we're going to be talking about the NFL and a little bit about the New York Giants and their horrific performance at FedEx Field and in Washington yesterday. Some saying it's inexcusable. Actually, it's very excusable. Mental preparation, physical preparation, effort, and attitude are all in control of the players. In addition, it falls on the coaching staff. The Giants simply came out flat and unprepared. It's as simple as that. Anyone who believed that the Giants were going to be any better than their record shows at the beginning of the season, I thought was way off the mark. They're a quite ordinary team in many aspects, lacking in depth, lacking in talent, lacking in just overall playmakers. If you look at the Giants' last drafts, they are not outstanding, to say the least. You have certainly some young core players. Obviously, Odell Beckham is a true standout star. Other than that, I don't see anybody from the last four or five drafts that is actually of star quality or a difference or game or playmaker. Eli Manning has been around since the beginning of time and obviously is a stable of a franchise and elite quarterback. You know, when you break down the Giants beyond their drafts, which again have been just spot on ordinary, it's an ordinary team. And so what happens is that while they've had a dearth of injuries, the players behind them have not been good enough to step in and take their places. There's only so much talent on the Giants. If those players were better, they would be starting. Starting with the offense, you look around the offense, the offensive line is a brand new line reconfigured without Richburg. Is a up-and-coming player, hard to know about him, switched to center this year, the rest of the line. Clearly Flowers was and is potentially a good player, still developing. The offensive line obviously is not able to create any running room. Their rushing attack is less than ordinary. Andre Williams has digressed. Rashad Jennings is nothing else but really become an ordinary back. Darkwater perhaps may have some potential, hard to tell based upon the fact that he has nobody to block for him. Shane Vereen has been absolutely what you have expected him to be. Moving out to the wide receiver position, anyone that thought that Victor Cruz was going to come back and dream about the tandem of Beckham and Cruz, that was a great dream. But anybody coming back from the injury that Cruz sustained had to be aware that this was going to be a long haul, and we see what we have now. Reuben Randall is an enigma to everyone. This is an inconsistent football player that is unable to step up at crucial times. He was disappeared in one of the most crucial games of the season. He tends to do that. Every now and then he has a spectacular game, which kind of is a tease to the Giants. I think he's around because of that, and partially because they have nobody else. Harris has stepped in and really been an exceptionally a surprise and really playing nicely in the slot, but certainly not a breakout receiver. Nobody's that's going to scare anybody. And then we're talking about Hakeem Nicks. They just signed Nicks to replace Cruz. If Nicks was that good, he wouldn't be home 10 weeks. Moving over to the tight end position, I can't remember anybody being on the Giants that was any good since Marcellus Bennett, which they let go. And since then, they've had a couple of tight ends. Some have gone off to free agency. They are with a rookie tight end right now. Larry Donnell, I don't think, will ever develop into anything at this moment. So they're a tight end. They've got no one. And to me, it pretty much takes you around a look at the offense and the offensive line, which potentially one day with Pugh and Richburg and Flowers may develop into something. But in this season, that's not going to be the case. Moving on to the defensive side of the ball, the Giants, any team that gives up the amount of points that the Giants have and the lack of stops, it can't be a good defense on any level. But the problem with the defense is they really are lacking in talent, top to bottom. Anyone who thought that JPP was going to come back and really transform this defense, well, you know what? That's what fans are for. They delude themselves. And has he helped? I'm sure he's helped. Has he gotten to the quarterback? No, he hasn't. Has he improved an anemic pass rush? Anything could have been better. In terms of JPP himself, that was the most unfortunate incident. However, when you look at JPP's body of work since his rookie season, he's done fairly much absolutely nothing. At the end of last season, when he was going into arbitration, he had but 6-9 sacks coming in the last 4 or 5 games and a salary push against ordinary teams. Before that, great initial season, like I said. In between, I didn't see anything out of him. I'm really sorry about that. There are no run stoppers on the line. There's no pass rushers on the line. They can't get crucial third down stops. When you move to the linebacking corps, John Beeson was the heart and soul of that team, and I'll get to another player who I believe was the heart and soul of that team, and he, unfortunately, his body is not made for football. So while he had a tremendous intensity, passion for the game, and was a true leader, he's unable to stay on the field. Kennard may be up and coming, but the Giants have no stars at the linebacker position. Looking at the secondary, easy to look at. Anybody who let the heart and soul of that Giant defense go, and Antron Roll, at 32 or 33 years old, Antron Roll, for his leadership, intensity, and heart, was worth every penny Chicago paid him. And the Giants are paying for it big time in that secondary. Landon Collins is certainly a work in progress. He was forced into starting. He is going to be ready for prime time. Don't know, but anybody who knows Landon Collins has seen him being turned around every which way. Merriweather, well, you know, certainly not a star safety. At the corners, you do have above average corners, and Prince of Macamora and Cromartie. Are they shutdown corners? Cromartie, maybe somewhat. But you know what? They don't scare anybody, quite frankly. So the Giant defense can't scare anybody. So with what the Giants have, I think Spagnuolo's doing an outstanding job. When a coach is given a lack of talent such as he has been given, I think he's doing an absolutely outstanding job. In terms of motivating the players, I do believe that the players do play hard on defense. They just don't have the ability, the actual physical ability. And I think at times there are mental lapses that leave them open to the kind of big plays that you kind of see, and the lack of being able to stop multiple stops where they could have won multiple games. The Giants are just not good enough. Coaching wise, well, what can you say about Tom Coughlin? He's a Hall of Fame coach. He has 2 Super Bowls. He will ever go down, you know, in history for the 2 wins, the way he won them with Eli Manning in tandem, 2 of the best of all time, certainly in Giant history. A great coach, but in the last 4 or 5 years, it falls on his doorstep. The inability to get through the players. Players need to be prepared to play, and certainly through attitude, effort, preparation, play better, even though they may not be good enough talent-wise. You can certainly make up for a heck of a lot through attitude, effort, and preparation. And the Giants at various times are not prepared, which is telling us that maybe perhaps they lack mental capacities to play as well. It's not just your physical abilities. You have to be able to master the mental things and the game plan that the coach is giving you. And if the Giants do not have those kind of players, that would be most unfortunate. I feel badly for Coughlin that he's saddled with this team. This is a man whose passion for the game is evident. I think Spagnuolo is above average a coach. I also think that Ben McAdoo also has a good scheme. They just don't have the players. Where does that fall on? That falls on squarely on Jerry Reese. Jerry Reese is another class act as a baller in the Giant organization. But you know what? It's the bell has tolled for Jerry Reese, and he has not provided the players to Coughlin to bring this team to the level that that is expected in a playoff team. They really take a look at their drafts. You've got spot players, lack of depth. The Giants are so bereft at so many positions. It's really kind of pathetic. When you look at kind of the other elite teams playing, the gap between the Carolinas, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Cardinals, please, the Giants aren't even in that category, nowhere near. And quite frankly, had Dez Bryant and Tony Romo been healthy this year, we wouldn't even be talking about the Giants right now. At the end of the day, the Giants simply were not good enough. We're back with the segment of the Psychology of Sports. I'm Dr. Richard Lustberg, and we've been talking about the New York Giants. I have taken you up and down through the Giant offense, defense, and all around the town. I do believe that this is the end of the era for Coughlin and Manning. I think Coughlin will be let go at the end of the season. I also believe that Jerry Reese should be let go at the end of the season. In my initial analysis of the Giants, which I kind of took you through, I do believe also when you look at the bust that Jerry Reese has brought in, and there are way too many to list, but Jerron Hosley is certainly a big one. They have not gotten the bang for the buck out of the players that they've drafted. True that Odell Beckham is a once-in-a-lifetime player, but nobody projected that for him. I think that it's unfortunate that this is going to happen, but that's the nature of the game. It's football. You get paid for winning. You don't get paid for being a nice guy. You don't get a job for being a good guy. In fact, I think the Giants, who are loathsome to switch coaches, loathsome to make changes, did give Coughlin the benefit, as he should have gotten. Again, you take a look at Jerry Reese, take a look at the Giant roster, and it scares no one. We'll be back with another segment of the Psychology of Sports. This is Dr. Richard Lustberg, and we'll see you next time.